What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Roberti, the podcast and coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And we have a very special guest who is going to be joining us today. She is a certified master spiritual teacher with LWISSD, a number one best-selling author for books of like Leap of Faith and Psychic Senses. She's also a public speaker and radio host of the hit show hashtag Live with Colby Rebel on UBNRadio.com. And she's also the person behind the Facebook Live inspirational show hashtag Coffee with Colby each Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific. She teaches and works as a professional psychic medium in Los Angeles, California, where she owns and operates the Colby Rebel Spirit Center. Our guest for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Colby Rebel. Colby, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk with you today.
Colby, I'm so happy to have you on the show. And I know you recently came out with your book, Psychic Senses, an essential guide to developing your psychic and medium gifts. Can you share with us a little bit on the inspiration behind that book and just who you're trying to serve with that book as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do a lot of mentoring and teaching, and my students kept telling me that the exercises I teach them and my explanations were so easy to understand that I should put it into a book. So finally, I listened to them, and that's where the inspiration came. So it's a book to help anyone who wants to hone in on their intuition or develop those psychic or medium gifts. If they don't know if they have gifts, the book will help them discover those gifts. And it's filled with practical exercises to not only just give them an explanation, but an exercise to help them actually develop that gift.
Yeah, and it is really great that we figure out what our gifts are, what our talents are, and to really develop them, which is what Colby shares in her book. I'm wondering for people who they don't really know what they should be doing yet or figure out like what's their big thing they should be focusing on, how do we reach that decision of what to do?
That's such a great question, because a lot of people do struggle with knowing that there's something more for them or not feeling fulfilled, but they're not sure when what they're supposed to be doing. And my recommendation is to find out what you naturally enjoy. Do you naturally like to talk to people? Do you naturally like to give advice? Are you drawn to animals? Do you want to help heal people? So all of those aspects will help you figure out what your modality is, what that purpose is. But I do believe, you know, they have that saying, do what you would do for free. But most people don't, well, what would I do for free, right? But it really does come down to, what do you like to do? Do you like to create? Do you enjoy writing? Do you like planning things for people, organizing things for people? So that, to me, is what will help you figure out what that purpose is for you, so that you can then take steps to work towards manifesting it.
Yeah, and I feel like this point should be emphasized, finding out that purpose, knowing what it is you'd be doing for free, because we all only have one life. And part of achieving that big breakthrough is figuring out what it is that makes you happy, because happiness is part of that equation of being able to develop these gifts that mean a lot to you. Like for me, podcasting, this is something that I would do for free. I did it for free for a few years, and then I figured out how to make money and I help people with that. But for people who they know what their purpose is and what their gifts are, how do we find the time to really do those things? Because there are people who say, I would do this for free, but I got a 9-to-5, I got to go home. Like you have people have families and stuff.
Yeah.
So how do we find the time to really develop our gifts?
Well, I think people have to prioritize it. In what I see with most people, they do. They say they have that 9-to-5 or responsibilities. But how many hours are you spending watching TV? Are you wasting an hour to 2 hours or surfing the internet? So instead of doing that, take that hour or two and invest it in yourself. Sit in silence. Ask yourself what you would like to do. Try some automatic writing exercises. Automatic writing is simply putting an intention out to the universe, then writing whatever comes out without letting it process through your logical mind. You'd be so surprised at what your soul will say to you when you get your mind out of the way.
Yeah, and that is a few really great points there, because I do feel like there are people who they will like our busyness and like zero sleep and like all that. That's like badges of honor.
Yeah.
To the external, but to the internal, it's like, I don't want this badge of honor. Like, it's cool to say, like, you know, I do all these amazing things, like I grind this hard, but at the end of the day, I mean, like, some of it, like, if you're wearing it just as a badge of honor, like one of those things you grudgingly go through, it's not going to help you. And then you are watching Netflix or you are watching TV an hour a day, and you could really be finding different things to do. Like in the car, if you're listening to this episode in the car, you get that. Or if you're listening to this in the gym, you get that, because you could be listening to music instead of this. I mean, I'll sometimes even create content during commutes just to, you know, have that extra time to be doing other things for my business. But Colby also brings up another great point, because she says that the mind, the logic, can sometimes get in the way. And I feel like one of the big things for me, I want to hit 100,000 YouTube subscribers in 5 years. I'm gaining about 10 a day right now, and that's not going to get me there. But you have to really power through, think beyond the logic. So for people who they write down goals and then they mentally think to themselves, I can't do this, or this is too big of a goal for me. How do you really kick the mind out? Because that's such a great point, but I feel like we should expand on how we can do that.
Right. And what a lot of people do is they do, you know, you have that 5-year projection of that goal for yourself, which is excellent. But if you only focus on that, you're going to become stressed out, right? Because it seems so overwhelming, so unrealistic. The same as someone who's got the 9-to-5 that really wants to have their own business. The idea of that is so overwhelming that they don't do it. So what the key is to find bite-sized steps. So find those little steps, those little markers. Well, what I can do is increase my daily subscribers to 15. How do I get 5 more subscribers a day? That's a baby step. But when you do that and it starts to multiply, you're going to end up hitting that end goal and alleviating the stress. When you're stressed out, you are going to want to have that relief, that getaway, right? That cortisone, that stress level is high. You want to kick in those endorphins, i.e. social media, distractions. So when we can focus on little steps, hey, what's the next step I can do right now that leads me towards that goal? That will help you become less stressed, more present, and it won't feel so overwhelming to accomplish it.
Yeah, that's a really great point. I am doing that also. Like right now I'm at 3,600 subscribers as of this recording. I'm looking at 4,000. That's the next step. And Colby even gives like another great insight. Like I was thinking like, you know, 10 subscribers a day. I have to get around 50 plus a day to get there in 5 years. That's just the math. But I didn't even think about, let's just try and get another on average 5 new subscribers each day, because those little steps, those little actions, especially if you stay consistent with them, really do add up.
Absolutely. And if you just say to your subscribers, right, hey guys, I need your help. I can't do this by myself. I'm trying, but I can't. Will you share this? Share this podcast. Put it out there. If even just a few of you do it, it's going to make a difference. And you'll find that your followers are going to support you. They're going to want to help you succeed because they like the message you're delivering. And so therefore, it's not just yours to carry. It's about asking for help along the way as well.
Breakthrough Success listeners, that's your cue. Spread the love for the show. Colby, I think that's a really great insight. One of the things I feel like people may think about, though, is if you ask, like, I feel like I don't get this. Like, I'm good at asking for help, but I feel like there are some people who they're like, oh, that's a good idea, but I don't want to ask for help. I don't want to look bad by asking for help, which pretty much acknowledges that I don't know something or that I can't do it myself, which I don't get, but I feel like that's what a lot of people think, and you got to get over that. So what's your advice for people who they feel like it's a sign of weakness to ask for help or something like that, and how they can start asking for help for things like, you know, grow the show or something like that?
Right. Well, what's happening is that's their ego stepping in, right? Their ego is dominating the drive. So again, it goes back to prioritizing. So when you're prioritizing, you want to make a change and you want to make a shift. You're not sure how to do it all. You're going to need help. You're going to have to ask for people to assist you, support you. So you have to move that ego aside and that desire to be right, that desire to know it all, that desire to be strong, and allow yourself to be vulnerable. And when you do, you are going to see that the universe will put people in your path that have an expertise in that next step that can help you, that can assist you.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And like also going back to the YouTube, because I did hire a YouTube coach like a few months before, and he was very helpful, and he is in part the reason I'm able to be on this path that I'm on. So in some cases, like the help comes for free. Like you interview someone for your podcast, you just ask a friend for help. But you also don't want to be afraid in investing in really high quality help. Like I've easily spent thousands of dollars on coaches. I'll definitely spend thousands of even more dollars in my lifetime on coaches on different things that like they're things that like I know a lot about. Like I knew about YouTube before I hired this guy. But then I hired him, like, wow, like, not only are there, like, a few other things I don't know, but when you do hire someone, you do invest like that, it is going, you're going to take a lot more action, because it's one thing to try and grow a YouTube channel or whatever whatever ambition you have and not put any money into it. And then if you put, like, $1,000 into a coach, into, like, tools and resources, you kind of want to grow it a lot more than beforehand.
Yeah, and coaches are great. And like I said, I do a lot of mentoring and coaching, and I love it because you are helping people grow. And you're absolutely right. If you want to create change, especially when it comes to your career, you have to invest in it. You just can't expect it to magically appear before you. People just, they shy away from putting in hard work, right? If it's going to take time and effort, people say they want it, but then they don't put that effort behind it. It takes the effort. It takes that investment to get it right, to do it right. But when you do, you're going to feel so much better, and your skill level is going to increase significantly. I mean, look at your coach. How much does this person help you? And that's not knowledge you're going to lose, right? It's a solid investment.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about some success habits, different things you could do to really achieve a lot more success. But first, I want to tell you about a great habit you can develop, which is to learn as much as you can. And one of the best resources to really help you with that habit is Skillshare. Skillshare has around 30,000 courses right now that can help you with a wide variety of skills, from investing to growing your digital business to just about anything you could think of. And Skillshare right now, they're going to give you 2 free months. All you have to do is use the code Breakthrough to get your 2 free months. So if you go to skillshare.com/breakthrough, you will get 2 free months, access to around 30,000 classes. Skillshare is the platform I use to learn and also to provide a ton of value through the training courses that I create. So definitely check them out. Get your 2 free months at skillshare.com/breakthrough. Let's jump back into the episode now. Here's some of the habits that you should be developing for your success.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also that like idea of taking action on it, because I'm definitely doing a lot more on my YouTube after that coaching than I did before the coaching. And one of the things that I do want to ask you, I love asking everyone this because you get so many different answers and different things you could take action on, but what would you say are some of the habits that have really contributed to you and your success?
Absolutely. Dedication, hard work, moving excuses aside, prioritizing my service, the spirit in my specific realm, that, you know, it created shifts. You know, when I wanted to sit down and watch TV, I used self-discipline to say, not today, not right now. And it does. It takes self-discipline. It takes goal. It takes time. It takes effort. And absolutely, you got to move those excuses out of the way. And when I did want to learn something at the next level, I worked with people that would help me learn it. Like, you know, I work with spirit, right? Before that, I was a tax manager. So I didn't know web design. I didn't know the back end of a website, but I knew I needed to learn it so that I could update my website and understand the process behind the scenes. So I made sure my web person helped me learn and grow. So now I can go in on the back end. Not, most people can't do that, yet it's my business. I need to know all aspects of it. And you have to care about what you're doing. If you don't, if you're not passionate about it, it's not gonna work. It is not gonna work because it's endless hours. You forfeit a lot of free time. But when you're passionate about it, it's a no-brainer choice. You know, you're driven by it. And so that's why it is important to figure out what are you passionate about, move the excuses aside, create the time, and learn all aspects of that industry.
Yeah, that's really great insights there. That, like, you got to kick the excuses out, because that's going to, I mean, yeah. You can make excuses and you can convince the other person maybe, but you're not going to convince results. I mean, I could come up with a bunch of excuses of why I'm not growing on YouTube, which is not true. I am growing on YouTube, but if I wasn't growing on YouTube, I could come up with excuses. People feel bad for me. Oh, you're 21, you're in college, you have classes, things like that. But you know what? The YouTube channel itself, the results are still there. The number didn't change. So it's not like you make excuses and then your channel or whatever it is magically grows. You got to put in the work and cut out the excuses and really fully immerse yourself in that area. Like learn, as Colby mentioned. For people who want to follow your work and learn more about you, where are some good places we can go?
Well, I love my Instagram is a great place if you want to kind of catch some cool images and photos and experiences. And I have a Facebook page, Colby Rebel. It's at Psychic Rebel on Facebook. And there I really do a lot of videos. It's my coffee with Colby. We post my podcast there. A lot of good, fun content. So those are probably the two best places. And my website, ColbyRebel.com. That's just if people want to learn about me, see what events, see if I'm coming to their town anytime soon. And there's online classes there. So tons and tons of opportunities for people to learn, grow, and develop their own gifts.
Well, Colby, we'll definitely include all of those resources in the show notes. We'll also throw in a link to schedule a free strategy call. See if you want to work together on your podcast, on your YouTube channel, or just helping you make money with your content in general. So that link is markcaberti.com/strategy. We will be in the show notes. But Colby, once again, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success, sharing all of your great insights with us. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Colby, thank you so much for jumping on Breakthrough Success. And thank you, Breakthrough Success listeners, for joining us on this episode. If you guys are interested in learning how to use PR to get in front of millions of people, well, that's what we're going to talk about on the next episode of Breakthrough Success. So definitely make sure you stick around. And if you guys have been loving the show already, I'd really love if you could subscribe if you aren't already and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Those reviews make a really big difference for allowing the show to reach more people. So once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Breakthrough Success. I want to thank Colby one more time for being a great guest on the show. And signing off, what I want you guys to do is to dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today.